Hello.
Yes, hello. May I speak to Dr. Steve?
Who are you?
This is Steve Wilson from Penguin Book Writers.
Oh, wonderful. I've been trying to get in touch with you for...
Yep, I just got your email, Dr. Steve, so I thought I should give you a call. How are you doing?
Oh, what's that?
I'm saying, how are you doing?
Oh, good. I have a what is called is a voice typer thing that I picked up, and it's been working well for me. So I kind of work with it, and it's helping me when I got a few minutes here and there to write. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And so, can you please speak a little louder? I cannot hear you properly.
Okay. What I'm trying to say is, Harold.
Hello?
Yeah. I'm closing the door. My wife is over there, so I can talk to you. She's reading scripts right now, so she doesn't want to be bothered, you know what I mean, with us talking. So what I was saying, I have this voice typer that I can put words in there, you know what I mean, and talk in it, and it helps me a lot. So if I got 10, 15 minutes after work, I can... you know, bang out some copy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Which
I got
been very helpful. What I'm trying to do is when I change the title and everything, I'm trying to include Steve McQueen more into the title because I'm trying to sell him as well in it, and that's why I changed that title. I changed it to. Come in as you are, because that's Steve McQueen. He's coming as he is, if you understand what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's coming in with all his faults as a Christian. And so one of the things he states is that he wished that if he would have lived, he was going to tell Hollywood and the rest of the world. That he was a Christian, and he didn't get that chance.
Okay.
And so that's why I did what I did. I got his picture
mm-hmm.
on there. I've got also his near death experience.
Okay.
And so what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to teach people how Jesus lived.
Mm-hmm.
Through prayer, but also I'm trying to show them Jesus was very much the closest you'd ever get to it is a surfer. Surfers, they live a different life than most people.
Mm-hmm.
I've lived in California before, okay? And not that I was a surfer, but I used to see them out there on the ocean around San Diego. And they would be out there, it didn't make any difference what the weather was. They were out there trying to get those waves. Their whole lifestyle,
mm-hmm.
their whole lifestyle was in the moment. That's how they lived. It was kind of like they didn't worry about yesterday's waves or tomorrow's waves. They were just there for today's.
They just worry about the present.
The present, that's how they lived.
Mm-hmm.
That's how Jesus lived. And that's what I'm trying to share with people, is this is how he lived. Probably the surfers probably have a better understanding than most Christians do
mm-hmm.
in terms of how to be a Christian, if you follow what I'm trying to say. Because he says don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will look after itself, right?
Uh-huh.
He says that. And a lot of Christians, they're too much in their daily planners and watching their social media and all the other kind of stuff,
mm-hmm.
TV and all the other stuff that they're doing. They're always into planning. They're always into projecting. And that's what the Romans did. And Jesus didn't do that. And our society, our very complex society, is very much into living a planning way. He didn't live that way. And I'm trying to show people that.
Got it.
Material that I sent you.
Uh-huh. I got
I'm also,
files, and I will be sharing them with the writing team, and then I will get back to you with the next draft in the next 3 to 5 business days.
Oh, that's okay. We can take time on doing it. I'm just giving a little bit here, little piecemeal here and there. Then I'm trying to explain it to you because you can explain it to them what's going on in my
mind. I totally got it.
When I was 20 years old, I used to live this way. Do you follow what I'm saying? This was how I lived. And then what happened is I went and got my bachelor's degree and my master's and PhD, and I fell off the... I end up going into listening to all these crazy professors, and I changed. I fell off the wheel, so to speak, if you understand what I'm saying. I didn't get into anything bad or anything. I was just kind of listen to my professors. Some of them are woke, if you follow what I'm saying. And so after I almost died, I figured, well, I better change my life. I can't live that way. And that's what I'm trying to do in my book, is say this has happened. And I'm trying to teach it to others because a lot of Christians don't know how Jesus lived. And I'm trying to share that. I'm trying to say a guy who's on the beach probably knows more about Christianity than you do. He just has to pray a little more, that's all.
I got it, Dr. Steve.
You see what I'm trying to say?
Yep, I do understand it.
Because we got to understand how he lived. And even in the Roman time, they lived very complex lives. In fact, in Rome, the whole idea is they lived by the calendar.
Mm-hmm.
And the calendar gave even more complexity in their life, planning and everything else. And that's how they controlled the masses, was using that kind of control, you see. And they were very secular, you understand what I'm saying? Just Jesus didn't live this way. He didn't live by the calendar.
I got
it.
Yep.
Okay. Well, that's the uniqueness of this book. And I think that the idea is we want to live a simpler life today. There's too much complexity out there. Urban economics created us into complexity, and we want to move away from that and to have more. And that's the essence of my book. Prayer and simplicity. So that's kind of what I'm talking about. And I don't think a lot of authors have talked about Christianity.
Yep.
They still haven't gone over they still don't talk about the presence of Jesus very much. They're still into talking in terms of intellectualization, so to speak. And I'm trying to unintellectualize everything. You see what I'm saying? Making it simple. That's why he had fishermen, right?
Yeah. With the team?
Yeah, he was fishermen. Hey, you know... Fishermen, they live day to day, just like they didn't know what they're going to catch for the day.
Mm-hmm.
They just get their nets out and go for it, right?
Yep.
That's how they did. Now, they were like surfers. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I better let you go. I just was trying to share that with you, but I'm trying to add that in.
I'm
trying to tie in Steve and the Queen, too, because Steve McQueen wanted to tell people that he was a Christian, he didn't get a chance to do that because he died too early, 50 years old. See, but I believe this is what he wants to tell people. He still wants to tell people that.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a life beyond this world, and I'm quite sure he wants people to know that. Do you follow my drift?
So yes, Dr. Steve, I'm going to share your words with the team along with the 2 files that you send me, and then we'll get back to you.
The second file I sent you includes one extra.
Yeah, it's one extra chapter, right? The new chapter.
Yeah, just one extra chapter. I have more stuff to come, but I'm trying to do it piecemeal. I don't want to throw everything at you.
All right. That's great. No problem.
I got another 40 or 50 or 60 more pages to come. So.
Sure. So whenever you are done writing, just share the new chapters with me so I can share them with the team.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for getting back to me. I really appreciate it.
And Dr. C, one more thing. You can just write down my number, and whenever you want to talk or have anything for me, you can just give me a call.
Okay, you mean that new number?
What's your other number? I have the office number I have here. It's 218.
Okay.
300.
Yeah.
9881.
Now, you live in New York, don't you?
Sorry?
You live in New York, don't you?
We do. We are based in New York.
Well, you know why you want to have a simpler life. Because New York is hectic, right? It's too cosmopolitan. That's where I live in a more simple life here where I live. So, more rural setting, close to a rural setting. You know what I mean? Okay. Well, thanks for phoning out.
All right, Dr. C. It was really nice talking to you. Take care of yourself.
Okay. Now at least you're getting an understanding of where I'm heading.
Yep.
And that front page will be also in my my other part of my video.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be there. But I'll start working on that later. Hey, thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for your time. Have a good day. Bye-bye.